إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. الله تعالى mentions inside of his book and from his ayat, from his signs, is that he has created for you wives from amongst yourselves in order that you may find repose and relaxation with them. And he has placed between the two of you love and mercy. Indeed, in that there are signs for those people who reflect. Imam al-Sa'di alayhi rahmatullah, he mentioned concerning this ayah. He said concerning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَيْ أَدَّلَّ عَلَىٰ رَحْمَتِهِ وَعِنَايَتِهِ بِعِبَارِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ الْعَظِيمَةِ, meaning his signs which indicate his mercy and his concern for his slaves as well as his magnificent wisdom. وَعُلْمِهِ الْمُحِيطِ, as well as his all-encompassing knowledge, is that he has created for you spouses from amongst yourselves. Tunasubihim, you are appropriate for them, and they are appropriate for you. You resemble them, and they resemble you. Litaskunu ilayha, in order that you may find comfort with her. Waja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahma, and he has placed between the two of you compassion, mercy, love. بِمَا رَتَّبَ عَلَى الزِّوَاجِ مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ الْجَارِبَةِ لِمَوَدَّةِ وَرَحْمَةِ, and this is due to that which marriage has within it from the affairs which bring about love and mercy. فَحَصَلَ بِالزَّوْجَةِ الْإِسْتِمْتَاعِ وَاللَّذَّةِ وَمَنْفِعَ بِوَجُودِ الْأَوْلَادِ وَتَرْبِيَتِهِمْ. So by way of the wife, one is able to have enjoyment as well as delight as well as benefit by way of the bringing about of children and their upbringing and cultivation. وَالسُّكُونِ إِلَيْهَا, as well as the fact that you find comfort by way of her. فَلَا تَجِدْ بَيْنَ أَحَدْ فِي الْغَالِبِ مِثْلُ مَا بَيْنَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ مِنَ الْمَوَدَّةِ وَرَحْمَةِ. So in most cases you find that you would not find the likes of that which is between the two spouses as it relates to mercy, and love. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ. Indeed, and this are signs for those people who reflect, meaning that they use their intellects and they ponder over the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make the connection between affairs. أَيُّهُ الْأَخُوَ وَأَخُوَاتِ. Indeed, the affair of marriage in Al-Islam is something which the legislation of Al-Islam promotes and encourages. So for this reason, you find many texts that have come inside of the Book of Allah, as well as the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging the affair of marriage. From that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, where he mentioned, فَانْكِهُ مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Marry that which pleases you from women. Two of them, or three of them, or four. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. And if you fear that you are not able to be just concerning plural wives, then one wife is better for you. Likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, and that which is reported on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, Ya ma'ashara shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, falyatazawwaj, fa'innahu aghaddu al-basar, wa ahsanu lil-faraj, wa man lam yastati' fa'alayhi bis-sawm, fa'innahu wajaa. He said, O assembly of young men, O youth, those from amongst you who have the ability to get married, then let him get married. For indeed, it is better in terms of helping you to lower your gaze. And it is more better in terms of safeguarding the private parts. And he who is not able to get married, for alayhi bisawm, then it is upon him to fast. For indeed, fasting, it kills and it diminishes the sexual prowess. And other than this, from this text which have come in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging the affair of marriage and calling to that. So therefore, this is something which every Muslim should have a desire for within his heart to fulfill this aspect of his religion, and that is that Allah Ta'ala will allow them to get married and to be blessed with a spouse that they can share between them love and affection as well as mercy. So those of you who Allah Ta'ala has favored with this blessing of a spouse, of someone to share your life with, or those of you who have the desire to get married, it is upon you to know that your spouse has huquq, your spouse has rights that are due upon you, that she will be asked about in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it relates to the fulfillment of those rights. So do not be from the mutafifeen. Don't be from those who, when it is time for your rights to get fulfilled, you expect every last one of them. However, when it is time for you to fulfill the rights of others, you fall short and you know that you fall short. For indeed you are a human being. Indeed, you are a human being, and there is no doubt that you will fall short as it relates to the rights of each other. The male from amongst you and the female from amongst you. There is no doubt, and there is none from amongst you who is the perfect spouse. So I encourage you to fear Allah Ta'ala as it relates to the rights of your spouse, and you be mindful of your own shortcomings as it relates to them fulfilling your rights. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned, Inni la atazayyan li imra'ati kama tatazayyan li. Indeed, I beautify myself for my wife just as she beautifies herself for me. Wa ma ahab, and I do not like that I should seek and demand all of my rights from her out of fear that she will seek and demand all of her rights from me. Because Allah Ta'ala said within His book, وَلَحُنَّ مِثْلَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And for them, meaning for the wives, they have rights that are due to them, similar to that which is due upon them, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, in accordance with that which is reasonable. And from the rights that our wives have over us, أَيُّهُ الْأُخُوَّةُ وَأَخَوَاتُ, from the rights of the women that they have over their husbands is they have the right to good companionship and to be treated well by way of their husbands. It has been reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man kana yu'minu billah wa yawbil akhir fala yu'di jarah wa stawsu bin nisa'i khayra. He said that he who believes in Allah and the last day, connecting this affair to Iman in Allah Ta'ala and the last day, he amongst you who has Iman in Allah and the last day, let him one, not harm his neighbor, and let him treat the women with goodness. Treat his women with goodness. So this is by way of you speaking kind words to your wife. You displaying love and affection towards your wife. And you associating and living with her in a good manner. And this is from the rights that she has upon you. Also from the basic rights that the wife has over her husband. And she has the rights to food, clothing, education, and shelter. These are from the basic rights that are due upon the male towards their wives. And you will be held accountable and asked regarding this particular affair. How you fulfill this matter. So you must be mindful of this if you have the intention of getting married. That it is obligatory upon you to take care of your wife in this regard and not obligatory upon her to take care of you. It is not obligatory upon her to take care of you. So the man who is salih, he does not get married to a woman on the premise that that woman will take care of him. Rather, it is upon you, ayyuhar rijal, that you work, that you take care of business, and you take care of your families. And this is from that ra'iyah, that shepherdship, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned inside of the hadith, which has come on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, Allah kullukum ra'in, wa kullukum mas'ulu an ra'iyati. Indeed, all of you are shepherds, and all of you shall be questioned. You shall be asked regarding his flock. فَأَمِرْ أَلَّذِي عَلَى النَّاسِ رَاعٍ وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِي. So the leader, the ruler, he is a shepherd over the people that he is in charge of, and he will be questioned regarding his flock. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَى أَحْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْهُ. And the man is a ra', he's a ra'i. The man is a shepherd over his family and the people of his household, and he will be questioned and asked regarding them. How he took care of that which was due upon him. Did he take care of his family? So this affair which we see nowadays from the stay-at-home dad has nothing to do with Islam, fi shay. Rather, the man who goes out and he works for the benefit of his family. And he does not sit at home and send his wife out to work and pay the bills and take care of him while he sits at home with the children. La wallah. It has nothing to do with Al-Islam, fi shay. And the sisters need to stop marrying brothers upon this basis. On the basis of a promise. I'm going to do something. I will do something. Rather, it is upon the men to take care of his family. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in his farewell sermon. He said, Allah wa haqqihin alaykum. Indeed, the rights of the women upon you. And tuhsinu ilayhin fi kiswatihin wa ta'amihin. Indeed, from the rights of the wives upon you is that you treat them well by way of clothing them and by way of feeding them. It is the responsibility of the husband. And Allah Ta'ala, inside of his book, has mentioned this affair of spending upon the wives in connection to the qawama and the authorities the man has over his wife. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, Ar-Rijal Qawwamuna ala Nisa, that the men are the authority figures over the women. Bima faddala Allah ba'dhum ala ba'd, with that which Allah Ta'ala has favored some of them over others, wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim, and due to the fact that the man, he does what? He spends from his wealth. He spends from his wealth to take care of his family. And indeed, it is from good association with your wives, ayyuhal akhawat. It is from good association with your wives that you help your wife inside of the home. That you help your wife to fulfill her duties inside of the home. And this is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is mentioned on the authority of Al-Aswad, that he said out to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع في أهله. That I asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what did the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do amongst his family? Aisha, she said, كان في محنة أهله. That he used to be in the service of his family. He used to be in the service of his family. Working, this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, working inside of the home, in the service of his family. And then when the time for the prayer came, he left and he went to the prayer. So it is upon the man to help his wives out inside of the home with that which is proper and befitting to the rijal, with that which is proper and befitting to the man. That he help out with the housework, with that which is proper and befitting to the man. And what do we mean by this? Shu'bayl al-Jabri, he said an explanation of this narration. That the woman who is aqila, the woman who has intellect, the woman who is intelligent, she will not accept from her man that he goes out and he works all day and he comes home and has to scrub toilets. The woman who was intelligent does not accept this for herself or for her husband. Rather, we find the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would be in the service of his family, sewing his own clothing, milking his own animals, and the likes of this. And this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is upon us to help out in that which is befitting to the rijal inside of the home, and that we do not sit back as if we are a king, expecting to be served hand and foot, expecting to be waited on hand and foot, and we don't do anything to help out our wives inside of the home. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said in another narration concerning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he was with his family. Kana alyan an-nas, that he was from the most soft-hearted and the mildest of the people. Wa akram an-nas, he was from the most generous of the people. Wa kana rajulan min rijalikum, he was a man just like any of you were a man. However, he used to smile much. He used to smile much. And from that which we see from this narration, ayyuhal ikhwa akhawat, is that the men, when they are amongst the men, they are men. They are men when they are amongst the men. And when they come home to their families, they are mild-mannered, they are soft-hearted, they are kind towards them, and this is from the rights that our wives have upon us. So may Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are good to our wives. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who fulfill their rights. أَقُولُ قَالِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِيسَاءُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لِكُلِ ذَمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اتقوا الله في النساء فإنهن عوان عندكم. He said, have taqwa of Allah as it relates to the nisa, as it relates to the women. For the women are as if they are servants of under you. Meaning the way that the woman, she serves her husband and the likes of this. أَخَذْتُمُوهُنْ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنْ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, you have taken the women as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have made their private parts lawful to you by way of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we advise the men to have taqwa of Allah as it relates to the women. Have taqwa of Allah as it relates to your wives. Have taqwa of Allah as it relates to your wives. For indeed, from amongst the men, there are those who beat their wives. There are those who strike their women and beat their women. And there is no doubt, ayyuhal ikhwa akhawat, that the man who beats his woman, he is from the most despicable of the people. He is from the most despicable of the people. And beating women, ayyuhal ikhwa, it is as Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi described it, a khuluqun dhameen. It is a despicable quality. It is an ugly and horrendous characteristic. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, he said, Laysa bi mahbub anna kurama ar-rijal wa shurafa'ihim wa fudala'ihim. He said that beating women, it is something which is not desirable to anyone who has nobility from amongst the men, who has honor and who has virtue. So the more virtuous, the more righteous, the more upright the man is, the furthest he is away from this affair of striking and hitting women. Due to this, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, ما ضرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيده امرأة قد ولا خادمة. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never struck a woman with his hand, nor did he ever strike a servant, and never did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take revenge for his own self. However, if it be that the sacred affairs of Allah ta'ala were violated, then he took revenge for the sake of Allah only. So, ayyuhal akhuwa akhuwat, ayyuhal rijal, have taqwa of Allah as it relates to this affair of hitting and beating the women. For if it be that you deem that hitting and beating the women makes you strong or makes you powerful, then know by Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Al-Qawi, He is the strong, He is Al-Qadir, He is the powerful, and He is stronger and more powerful over you than you are over that woman. He is stronger and more powerful over you than you are over that woman. And you will have to answer to Allah Ta'ala for this affair. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, do not strike your wife. Let not one of you strike his wife like he strikes a slave or a servant, and then come to her later in the day and desire to sleep with her. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for you to beat this woman as if she is a servant or a slave, and then you come back to her later on and you desire to sleep with her, to fulfill your desire with her. So I advise you to have taqwa of Allah as it relates to this matter, as it relates to the women and your treatment of them. And indeed, if we were to speak regarding the rights of the women, it would be all day. However, we desire, inshallah ta'ala, to speak regarding this affair in detail tonight in the brother's class, as opposed to the class in Talatul Usul. We'll be covering the affairs of the rights of the women in detail, bidnillahi ta'ala. And we don't want the women to think that they got away easy, because next week, inshallah ta'ala, if we live this long, we will be speaking about the rights of the rijal, the rights of the men over their wives. So we advise all of those who are married to thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mah. The ni'mah of having someone to spend your life with and to share your life with. And we advise the men to have fear of Allah Ta'ala as it relates to the treatment of their wives. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa qumu li salat.